There is a verdict in the second sex crimes trial of Harvey Weinstein. The one-time movie mogul has been found guilty of rape again. The jury found Weinstein guilty on 3 of 7 charges. They were unable to reach a verdict on 3 of the charges. NPR's Mondelit Del Barco has been covering this story and joins us now from Los Angeles. And as a note for listeners, this story will discuss sexual assault. Mondelit, what does this mean for Harvey Weinstein?
Well, hello. Hi. You know, it was a split vote by the LA jury of 8 men and 4 women who were deliberating for 10 days. They convicted Weinstein of 1 count of full rape of a woman and 2 other sex crimes against her. They acquitted him of sexual battery of another woman, and they could not reach a unanimous verdict for 2 other counts, including charges by the wife of California's governor who accused him of raping her. Now, Weinstein could face years of prison time in California, in addition to the 23 years that he is already serving for rape and sexual assaults in New York. Weinstein is 70 years old, and his attorneys say he's not in great shape, so it's likely he'll spend the rest of his life in prison. But, you know, he's appealing that New York decision, so this verdict in Los Angeles could be the only way he stays behind bars.
You have been covering this trial for weeks. What has it been like?
Well, you know, it's another high-profile court case for the former film mogul who was once a kingmaker who helped guide movies and actors into winning Academy Awards. We saw Weinstein in court every day in a wheelchair. He was wearing a suit, not his prison gear. And just like in the New York trial, he did not testify here in Los Angeles. For more than a month, 50 witnesses gave very graphic testimonies of how Weinstein would lure women to private meetings in hotel rooms that quickly turned violent. And one of the witnesses who testified during the LA trial was Italian model Ambra Batalana Gutierrez. You might remember that she reported that Weinstein had groped her, and for a sting operation for the New York police, she wore a wire to record a confrontation with him.
Please, I'm not going to do anything. I swear my children, please come in. On everything. I'm a famous guy.
I'm feeling very uncomfortable right
please
now.
Please come in now.
Now, the New York district attorney decided not to press charges, but that audio was a smoking gun for Ronan Farrow's expose in The New Yorker, and the recording was played during this trial.
NPR correspondent Mondelit Del Barco, thank you.
Thank you.